Unit 4, Lessons 5 and 6, Exercise 3B.
Most listeners will know about the Stonehenge experiment and its unfortunate ending. Today, one of the members of the team is with us in the studio. Welcome, John. Tell me, how did it all start?
Well, you see, experts have identified the type of rock in the inner ring at Stonehenge as Welsh bluestone from the Preseli Mountains. Mm-hmm. But how the huge stones were transported 4,000 years ago is quite another thing. It has always been a mystery.
Yeah.
Historians have been given a £100,000 grant to discover how it was done. Now, our mission was to transport a huge bluestone rock 240 miles to Stonehenge in Wiltshire from the Preseli Mountains in West Wales. It is thought that prehistoric people dragged several of the massive stones over the same route to form the monument's inner circle more than 4,000 years ago.
Did you manage to do the same?
Well, in a word, we didn't. Our team was dogged by misfortune. In 10 weeks, we pulled just one 3-ton stone, and we only managed 12 miles to the coast. We discovered dragging the bluestone was much more difficult than we expected, and we covered only a mile a day instead of the 3 we intended. It got even worse when the journey had to be delayed as 40 tired helpers dropped out. Then a sledge used to carry the stone was stolen by thieves. Eventually, the stone was slung between two rowing boats built for a labour-saving sea voyage along the West Wales coast from Dale to Denby. 20 experienced rowers were hired for the trip, but soon after they set off, the sea turned rough. As the organisers signalled us to turn back, the ropes around the precious stone came loose, and the crew watched in horror as the giant rock gently slid into the water with a splash. The rock is now lying on the seabed, 50 feet below the surface. It could be that the same problems were experienced by our ancestors. This could be a case of history repeating itself.
Uh-huh. Did you use any modern devices, or was it all like in ancient times?
The idea was to seriously recreate the efforts made by Stone Age Man to take the rocks to Stonehenge. However, New Millennium Man is simply not up to the job. I have to admit, there was some cheating from the start. Instead of dragging the stone from its source, it was carried by lorry over some difficult places.
Right.
Then it was pulled along roads on top of a plastic net, which reduced the drag. Next, it was loaded onto the boats using a modern crane before they were towed down the river.
Were the people involved very disappointed?
Only a bit, because in many ways it was very enjoyable to really relive history like that. Anyway, I'm sure Stone Age Man did not manage the journey without a slip-up or two. And I don't think that even the ancient tribes would have tried rowing these stones across the sea in the middle of winter.
Are you going to make another attempt?
As Phil Bowen, head of the project, said, it had to be halted because the worsening weather and failing daylight could place volunteers' lives at risk.
Uh-huh.
Critics say the exercise should be abandoned, but the sponsors, who have committed £100,000 to the Millennium Stone project, say they will continue to support the scheme next spring. We now realise we needed a lot more people to shift the stone 3 miles,
uh-huh.
but we will be back next spring and we still think we can do it.